You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Welcome back to the McCoy Stadium in Sholing, the venue for the Southampton Divisional FA Senior Cup semi-final between AFC Totten and Winchester City. And the score going into the second 45 is AFC Totten 0, Winchester City 0. Big welcome back to Stags Radio. Benjamin Rees alongside Doug Webber, ready for the second half of this contest. Going to do a little bit of a diversion away from this game to AFC Totten Sunday side, who are the champions of the City of Southampton Sunday Football League Division 1 after a 2-0 win over Derley at the weekend. Sam Conway's men will be looking to complete a vaunted League and Cup double at the Snow Stadium on Tuesday the 10th of May when they face Empire FC in the final of the Southampton FA Divisional Sunday Senior Cup. So if you are free on that evening, please get your way down to the Snows and support the Sunday side, who hopefully, as Totten, will look to complete a Southampton FA Cup Saturday and Sunday double.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Just seeing that there is a substitution at halftime. Brett Williams is coming off and he's replaced by our top scorer this season, Hisham Kassimi.
Yeah, I think Brett will be probably disappointed that he didn't play the full 90 here, but I think this shows kind of how seriously Junior Ball is taking it in bringing on the club's leading goal scorer in Hisham Kassimi.
Also, got to make a nice little comment there for Harry Brookwell, who's in the dugout at the moment, not doing his media team duties at the moment because he's needed as one of Jimmy's kind of coaching staff at the moment, helping out with the warm-ups and stuff. But he was doing the halftime board, tactics board.
And is also a member of AFC Totten Sunday side.
He is, yeah. He has made a couple of appearances there, yeah.
And once again, our heartiest congratulations to Sam Conway and the Sunday Stags for a brilliant league win, confirming themselves as the best Sunday side in the area.
Yeah, massive achievement that. And also, look, Sam is a lovely bloke as well. He always has a word with us on a match day at the Snows. Top guy.
Second half has kicked off. The Stags going right to left in the second 45. Bourne with a throw deep, looking for Adams. Headed out only as far as Bourne. Wants to get it back into the box, but there's no one there. And it's straight down the throat of Philpott. And Philpott's rolling this out quickly, trying to set Winch off to a flyer in this second half. Down the right-hand side. Can they do anything with it? Not quite. Jefford cuts it out, and he finds Adams. Ball goes forward now. Adams is trying to drive forward. Has to play it back to Kassimi. Kassimi crosses towards the centre of the pitch. Brilliant header on there from Taylor. Gwengri tries to fit it back into the centre of the pitch, and it's cut out by the Winchester defence. He might have been better off actually trying to craft himself space for a shot.
Had that have come off, that would have been spectacular. But no, that it was a good opportunity, but not able to make anything of it.
Winchester playing it into the centre of the pitch for Callahan. Callahan's ball forward is going to roll all the way to Lewis Noyce in the Totten net. So we'll run you through the 11s for both sides. In goal for Winchester, Charlie Philpott. They have Josh McCormick, Danny King, the captain, Pip Nolan, Dan Woolston, Joe Hayward. Harry Brooks going to interrupt that quickly because good opportunity here for Adams outside the edge of the area, just outside the D, but he drags his shot wide.
Really long distribution there from Lewis Noyce. First time from Gwengui into the feet of Adams, but it was on his weaker right foot.
So I'll start that from the beginning because I lost my place. Phil Pott in goal. McCormick, King, the captain, Nolan, Woolston, Hayward, Brooks, Smith, Peel, Feeney and Callahan. And for AFC Tottenham, Noyce in goal, the back four going right to left. Bourne, Kapugamu, Medway and Jefford. Hurst in midfield alongside Lewis Waterfield. And they also have Ethan Taylor. Brett Williams has been replaced by Hisham Kasimu, Jake Adams and Shaq Gwengui. Going forward now, looking for Taylor. It's a little bit behind on the deck and eventually Waterfield is going to get the free kick his way after some very loud and slightly ironic cheers from members of the Tottenham board.
Yep. Steve Brookwell and Stephen Snow there making a lot of noise right in front of us. They've come to join us in this second half.
Obviously, they want to hear the brilliant commentary from Stags Radio. And who can blame them? That one's gone out of play and Jefford just palms it back towards the pitch. And, well, maybe not, because I think it's hit the roof of the stand. And I think they're asking for a replacement ball and saying that maybe Jefford, surely not a handball. The ball was out of play already, wasn't it?
I think the ball was out of play, but I think the referee just wasn't particularly appreciative of the fact that the ball ended up on the back of the stand.
Well, I'm pretty sure that wasn't Jeff's intention.
No, I don't think so. We also do need to apologise for any foul and abusive language that you might have heard then from the areas around us.
Referee's just having a little bit of discussion here with Pitt Nolan. Not sure what that's about. Maybe again not happy with some of the maybe fruitier conduct. Long throw downfield from McCormick. Adams wins the header. Kasimu tries to find a way to drive forward. Wants to slip this one through for Adams. McCormick has to play it back to Philpott, who punts clear. Should be a comfortable header for Kapugamu. In the centre of the park, a little bit of aerial tennis here. Bourne's arrived a little bit late there. Callahan's gone down, but Winchester are playing with it. Feeney's driving down the left-hand side. Kapugamu's trying to force him out, and Kapugamu does really well there as Feeney's touch escapes him, and it's a goal kick.
Excellent pace there from Pascal. Like, it really, really did turn on the afterburners there, and Feeney is not as he's no slouch, is he?
It's one of those things where Feeney might be moving his legs faster, but Kapugamu's covering so much more distance with each stride. It's like me and you in a race.
Not at the moment, you'd probably win.
I know. Here's Taylor looking forward. Instead, shifts it out wide to Bourne. Feeney's going to come back and apply a little bit of pressure. Now goes short to Taylor. Slightly loose touch, but Taylor recovers. Wants to go back to Bourne. The chance for the quick counter is gone, but the Stags do have bodies forward as Bourne wants to recycle this down the side. The ball's cleared and Bourne wants to get it infield instantly, but it's just going to go out of play. And Ali Olamiwa, I think, was looking at throwing it back into play, but instead the ball is going to bounce its own way there.
Yeah, he moved towards it, but not particularly quickly. If you are just joining us here on Stags Radio, a late replacement on the bench there, Adi Olamiwa, not fit to play, so Jordan Regay is on the bench.
Yeah, and the Stags have already made one sub at half-time with Hisham Kasimu coming on to replace Brett Williams. Here's Winchester, player down, and Jefford is going to be called for the foul against Henry Brooks and... Doug, you're shaking your head slightly forlornly.
Look, I'm a qualified referee. My perspective is that you're allowed to put your hands on players. It's a physical.
It's not a non-contact sport.
No, it's a physical game. But if you start using it as leverage, then it becomes a foul. There was no leverage there at all. Ben Jefford has his hands on the player. The player goes down. It's bribery.
Yeah, he's pulling the wool over the referee's eyes slightly. And all players do it. And most referees, they every now and again, they do get hoodwinked. Free kicks put forward all the way into the box and the header comes, but out of play from Brooks. And there's a player down now for the Stags. I think it is the captain, Medway.
Straight away seeing the substitutes going to warm up there. Jordan Regay Rob Flukes and Freddie Reed, but you'd think that Rob Flukes would be the automatic change if it was needed, but
yes.
Medway back on his feet.
Flukes scored the last time these two sides played, but not for us, for Winchester.
Horrible. Don't remind me.
I know. Noyce plays it forward. I think there was a pretty clear push in the back there from McCormick, but he's got away with it. And now player down on the ground, and the free kick goes against Tottenway. And I think that was a lot less obvious than the push that McCormick seemed to go unnoticed.
My back's sore, but I think my neck's going to be sore with all the shaking of the head that I'm having to do here. No, I didn't see it that way at all. There was a massive push. It was a clear foul from McCormick in the back on Adams, and it wasn't given.
Medway with a cool chest back to Noyce in the goal. And Noyce wants to distribute it quickly, but this one's going to get caught in the sky a little bit. And Gwengwe can't keep it in. It's going to bounce out of play and out of the stadium on the far side. New balls, please.
Yeah, Lewis Noyce it's not his best clearance there. They were immaculate in the warm-up. Him and Steve Hollick, the goalkeeper coach. Steve Hollick was not having to move.
But it's always easier when you're not in a live game situation.
Yeah, definitely. Unopposed is very different.
Jefford with a header out. Adams gets caught underneath it a little bit. Now Medway has to hook it. This one's going to skew towards the sideline. Out of play. Ricochets off the underside of the roof. The corrugated iron of the stand next to us.
Yeah, there was a little shaky moment there for Jakub Szykalski. I think he thought it was a bit closer to him than it was.
He was never in any danger. Tottenham have taken the throw, but the assistant has given it Winchester's way. Harrison Reed does not look particularly happy with some of the way these decisions have been going. This ball is played long. Gwengwe's putting a little bit of pressure on, but
excellent.
King does well to clear.
Brilliant touch there. Really, really good there from the left back and captain Danny King.
Long ball forward. Kasimu's going to chase it. Cleared long. Kapugamu challenges for the ball. Peel might escape with it, but not quite because it's headed clear. Headed once by Waterfield, again by Adams. Kasimu tries to put a little bit of pressure on. Players down for Winch, but he's only succeeded in putting it out of play for a throw, which Adams gives to Jefford to take quickly. Waterfield comes to provide a short option, but he's found Kasimu in a pocket of space. Takes it high in the chest. A little bit of a shove in the back from Kasimu. A sliding challenge. Dispossesses in there from Haywood, and Winchester want to go from back to front, but this is way overplayed. Comfortable for Lewis Noyce. He's just going to roll it short for Kapugamu. Bourne goes downfield, finds Taylor. Players coming on the overlap. Here's Waterfield. Touch, tries to thread in Taylor. Gwengu put a little bit of pressure on. In the end, the Winchester defence scramble it behind for a corner, and there's four players down in a tight area. It looks like it looks a little bit like a Robot Wars Battle Royale.
Oh, wow.
When everything kind of converges in one area.
Yeah, well, I didn't see... I can't remember the names of them.
Can you not?
Matilda. Where's Matilda? No, that was, lots of bodies on the floor there. Kasimu and Gwengwe both tussling for that ball.
Yeah, just a little bit of a shunt, nothing more. Low free kick. Did you like that one?
That was brilliant.
Yeah, thank you. The corner into the box is low, comfortably dealt with by Winchester. We put it out of play for a throw.
Sir Kill-A-Lot.
That's the one you were thinking of, yeah.
It is.
Taylor tries to find space on the right-hand side. The Winchester defence winning, and then Taylor is penalised for a little clip in the heels, and the free kick goes to Winchester. I don't think that time he can have too many complaints. It's just a shame about the low quality of the corner.
Yeah, the corner was not of Ethan Taylor's best, of his top 10, I wouldn't say. But also, it's really difficult. Like at the Snows, we've got the barriers quite close here. To play a meaningful corner, you don't get a full run-up as you would on a park pitch. So it is quite difficult with that docked run-up. But
just over 10 minutes gone here in the second half. Still no goals to tell you about. And if it finishes goalless, the match goes straight to penalties. This one, they're going to have to head back to the keeper, Philpott, and that is dealt with immaculately by the Winchester defence.
Yeah, very neat.
Bourne's a little bit late arriving for the header there, but it doesn't matter because it's going to go out of play. Adams wanted to keep it in so it could play it quickly. He gets it in. He low, little of a layoff there for Jefford. He's throwing it into the corner, trying to find Kasimu, headed back to the big centre-back, Woolston. He clears. Medway challenges up against the larger Peel, and Jefford can't quite keep that one in play.
Yeah, a little bit of luck there for the defenders of Winchester. It was a poor touch there by, I think it was, the thrower, McCormick, and it just found its way somehow to his teammate.
Ball played with the outside of the boot by Winchester. Again, Medway's been pretty dominant in the air so far today. Deals with that one. Now Winch going backwards towards their own goal. They lay it off for the centre-back, Woolston. Adams tries to apply a little bit of pressure, and the crowd like that as McCormick won. Looks like he got in the way a little bit there of Adams. I think it's all a bit of nothing, to be honest.
Yeah, he's just delaying the restart there and taking his time with it. And McCormack, he just runs the ball away from Adams, who wanted to take it quickly. It's just, look.
It is.
It's gamesmanship.
To quote a famous wordsmith, much ado about nothing.
Yeah, very famous wordsmith. Answers on a postcard.
Those were the days. Jefford with the throw. He's looking for an option. Steals a couple of yards with the throw, and again going deep in the corner for Kasimu. Cleared as far as Callahan. Lays it back, and Winchester looks to hit on the counter. Peel's going to try and apply a bit of pressure to Kapugamu. Plays it. Well, that's not the best pass back to Lewis Noyce. And Noyce puts his foot through it and out of play for a throw. Kapugamu sold him a little bit of a dud there. Throw-in's taken quickly.
Just seeing Callahan on the deck here. There's a foul there on Waterfield. But yeah, Callahan is on the deck and he's holding his hamstring.
And that might be his night.
Yeah, nobody kind of... There are a couple of players warming up, a couple more just going to warm up now. But it was. I don't think there's anyone ready to come on. So they're suggesting maybe a bit of cramp. It's interesting.
If it's cramp and it's only what?
Less than an hour played.
That's not ideal. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, it doesn't show yourself in peak physical condition, but the physio is coming on.
Yeah, and obviously, towards the end of the season, there are a lot of games. For these sides, it's 3 games in 6 days, and that is, by any stretch of the imagination, pretty tough.
Yeah, without question.
I'm just trying to do my maths here. Is it 3 games in 5 days?
What, so Wednesday?
Thursday,
so, no, Friday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days.
No, because we're playing tonight.
Yeah.
So that would be the first day, because otherwise it's not 3 games in 5 days. Oh, I see what
five
you mean.
5 24-hour periods.
All right, yeah, I'll let you off.
It's a splitting of a hair, but...
Yeah, and the physio for Winchester has made the signal that Callahan is going to have to come off.
Yeah, not a great deal of activity on the bench, though, at the moment.
No, certainly a change that they've been forced into rather than one that they were planning. Just trying to see who the replacement is going to be. Winchester did not have anyone stripped and ready.
No, there is somebody who is stripped and ready now, but...
Callahan is making his way off the pitch, which he would have to do even if he was okay to play on, having received treatment. And there is the signal of the officials board going up. It's going to be Tyrell Mitford coming on to replace Liam Callahan.
Yeah, Callahan hasn't got into the game a huge amount. I think he'll be disappointed. Just being announced here at the McCoy Stadium in Sholing.
Yeah, just getting his final... I thought it was final instructions, but maybe he's just getting the referees, the assistants just making a note of the substitution, I think. And it looks like that Tottenham are going to ready a change as well, because Adam Tomasso is stripped and maybe primed ready to come on.
I can only imagine that that's going to be for Nathan Hurst, who is on a booking.
Yeah, to be fair, Nathan Hurst hasn't been penalised at all since that yellow card. But obviously, you know, it might be playing in the management team's mind. Kapugamu thinks about going downfield. Instead, he plays it back to Lewis Noyce. He goes across to Kapugamu's central defensive partner, Harry Medway, trying to curl this one down the sideline. That's a brilliant ball that Adams takes on the run. His chested touch is a little bit heavy and he can't quite chase it down in play. And it's going to be a goal kick. Craig Hobbs on Podbean. Missed the last 5 minutes of the first half. Just joined the second half. It is still 0-0. A very cagey, tight affair befitting a rivalry in a cup semi-final.
That was a stunning ball around the corner there by Harry Medway, looking down the line for Adams. And I think the touch off his chest actually rolled off his chest, hit his thigh and ran away from him. Disappointing for him, but unlucky.
Here's Waterfield trying to work his way out of a tight space. Instead, Medway has to hook it downfield. Important touch, because otherwise Kasimu was through there. Now Gwengwe wants to try a diagonal to find Taylor, but he can't keep it. Does very well to win the ball back there, and it comes to Bourne on the right-hand side. Bourne's trying to lay it off infield now. Runs into a little bit of a blind alley. Goes back to Hurst. He wants to clip this one over the top of the defence, but there was no one making that run in behind.
Yeah, he's not that sort of player, is he, Nathan Hurst? He's not going to be able to do that sort of delicate, Modric ball over the top.
Don't bring that up. Long ball forward from Winchester this time. Medway half clears it. Lewis Waterfield heads it on. Then it's Jake Adams with the second header. A little too far for Gwengwe. Adams tries to find Taylor with the header. A little bit of dual action there from Winchester to muscle Taylor out, but he does well to recover, come back and win the ball. Taylor goes on the deck now to Adams. Forced to go a little bit backwards. Hurst tries to clip one over the top. Adams putting a little bit of pressure, not letting them out easy. And Adams must have got the touch through the defender's legs because it's gone for a Winchester throw.
Yeah, I think the referee got a better view than I did because it was just behind a couple of heads for me.
Speaking of some heads, that's a very high boot from Winchester. I'm very surprised that's not been penalised.
I don't like hammering refs. That's a terrible decision. That is a high foot, and that could have been incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, Kapugamu. Why do I keep saying Kapugamu? It's on my mind. Gwengwe pulled out of it, and he did very well to do so because otherwise he would have had a face full of stud.
And now is going to be that change.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it is going to be Nathan Hurst making way with Adam Tomasso making his return from a little injury layoff as his replacement.
Yeah, great player is Adam Tomasso, and he's a player that will always put his head in and put his body on the line in every single situation.
Yeah, metaphorically and literally.
Yeah. And a lovely lad as well. Really, really friendly bloke as well.
Yeah, he's a very popular figure around the Snow Stadium, is Adam Tomasso. Here's Bourne, going to take the run up for the throw, goes long. I think he's added some distance to those throws this season. Bourne heads downfield, doesn't find an option. Taylor does well to win the ball in midfield, and he's going to try and clip this one over the top. Can Gwengwe get there in time? Important challenge. Gwengwe goes down under the challenge from Dan Walston, and surely, yeah, Walston's the last man.
It's all just kicking off here. I'm just keeping an eye on what's going on. Gwengwe is in a real... It looks like he's in a bad way. There's a bit of pushing and shoving here.
Yeah, the physio is being waved on. It is not Andrew Hanley this evening.
No, it isn't. It's Graham McEnough, who's had a bit of experience with Jimmy Ball at Forest Green Rovers. Referee's just having a word with his assistant referee. I'm not going to say anything here until I see what decision is made.
Yeah, it's just outside the area. But if he's given the free kick there, I think that's denial of a clear goal-scoring opportunity.
I presume...
The referee disagrees.
No, so I think what's happened, I think a penalty's been given, but because of the double jeopardy rule...
Yeah, because he was trying to... It was an attempt to win the ball.
I think it was an attempt to win the ball, so I think, yeah, it's the penalty.
So we will wait to see, but if it is a penalty, you imagine this would be Kasimu to take it with a golden opportunity to put the Stags 1-0 up here.
Yeah, it looks like it's his hip that he's concerned about, doesn't it? I think it's his hip, but he was writhing in pain. But I'm hoping he's able to continue because
maybe just a little bit of a pointer when you land on that. It is sore.
Oh, he's getting up very gingerly.
I say that as a man with a fair bit of cushion.
Yeah,
it does hurt when you land there.
But look, clear as day penalty. There's no question of doubt that was a penalty.
Yeah, the only issue for me was where the contact was. If the referee has adjudged that it is in the area and that the defender was trying to play the ball, then he's awarded the penalty and given the yellow card.
Yeah, we don't get the position of the viewpoint that we get at the Snows from a height to be able to see the lines. But from our angle, I think that is the correct decision.
Regardless of whether it's the correct decision, it's the decision that's been made, and Kasimu has placed the ball on the spot is going to go one-on-one against Charlie Philpott in the Winchester goal. Not the biggest keeper, so if you can nail it into the corners. And another player is going to go into the book here from Winchester for maybe a little bit of a back chat. Did you see who that was?
Yeah, it was number two. So it's
McCormick.
McCormick. Yeah, I don't know whether it was for just delaying the restart or whether it was for mouthing off. But yeah, they're taking their time. They're really trying to put Kasimu off his stride, but he looks confident.
Yeah, Nolan's down in the centre circle for Winchester. So before this is taken, they will have to make sure the physio is off the pitch, surely.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what this delay is for, but it is going to be a substitution by the looks. It's all a bit frantic the last few minutes. This is not going to be helping Kasimu in his preparation for it.
But... yeah, Nolan is going to be replaced, actually, and it is Winchester's normal captain, Jamie Barron, who's come on as his replacement.
Yeah, he's not looking fresh as he goes off, is Nolan, but... look, the keeper is right up, standing over the ball, Charlie Philpott, and I don't like to see that. It's
very much the Kepa Arrizabalaga school of penalty saving.
Exactly.
It's all about the mind games and the attitude, really. Not necessarily about making the saves, but about making the opposition, making the penalty taker lose their nerve. Kasimu, I must say, looks like he doesn't have a care in the world.
No, he doesn't. But I think that stoppage has been about 2 minutes now, and waiting for Jamie Barron to come on. He is now in position. So it's now time for that penalty.
It will be AFC Tottenham's leading goal scorer, Hishan Kasimu, standing on the edge of the area. 6 yards away. Looks like quite a straight run-up. Referee is just checking everything's okay. He blows. Philpott's not central. Kasimu buries it in the back of the net. The keeper went the right way, to Philpott's credit, but it was too high for him and it was hit with such power there was nothing Philpott could do, and it is AFC Tottenham 1, Winchester City 0.
Yeah, Hisham Kasimu with his 29th goal of the season and really closing down on 30 now, which would be a great return
you'd be a brave man to bet against it, I think.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Look, he is very composed when it comes to penalties. We've seen it time and time again. We saw it the other day. Never had any doubt in him, if I'm honest.
And a game with few clear-cut chances. You think Tottenham probably had the better of them, and the goal is, on reflection, maybe so far a fair result, but the Stags can't slack off here. Think back to that game in Winchester in January. The Stags took an early lead, but Winchester equalised almost immediately. And it's always a dangerous time after you just score, because often that mental focus and concentration isn't quite there. Waterfield wants to slip through Kasimu again, but the defensive intervention goes only as far as Gwengui. Here's Adams now. He's just going to take the sensible option, playing it back to Captain Medway. Now Medway, that's a loose pass out. Tomasso is battling with the opposite number 17, Mitford. The pass goes down the right flank and the ball into the box. Skies over the bar.
Yeah, let off there after that loose pass there. Gwengui saying, look, just get rid of it. He said he's going to chase it down. So
yeah, he's worked his socks off tonight, has Shaq. Also, as you'd expect, good feedback for that on the Podbean. Craig Hobbs says, yes, Hish, get in. And Linda Hawkins with Go Boys and the old heart eyes.
The old heart eyes, we like it. A little smirk and a smile there from Gwengui.
Noyce will test his legs with the goal kick out. Headers well won by Winchester, but it only goes out for a throw, which Jefford is going to be in no rush to take.
Interesting to see that Gwengui and Woolston. Yeah, Gwengui and Woolston having a little chat there, a little pushing and shoving match a minute ago, but looks like it's going to be another change.
And it was Woolston who brought Gwengui down for that penalty. Tommaso's first interventions to slide in there, loses footing a little bit as he puts the ball out of play for a throw. A lot of head tennis. The ball spent a lot of time in the air this game. Taylor tries to bring it down on the park and work through a crowd of bodies. He's done really well there to get that downfield. King with a header out, followed up, and that's a loose touch. This could let Gwengui through. Gwengui one-on-one, and eventually the covering player just comes across before Gwengwe can loose the shot away. That's a couple of times that Gwengwe has just eventually been closed down, didn't take the shot on early enough. And now Winchester on the counter with a shot that goes all the way through to Lewis Nice from McCormick and never really pressured him.
Yeah, end-to-end stuff for the last minute or two. Chance there for Gwengwe. I think him and Kasimu both got a little bit in each other's way.
Just needed to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Just needed to pull the trigger. But that's a few times now that Gwengwe has really caused Winchester problems as they give the ball away to Kasimu on the edge of the area. Taylor will strike it first time and he cannot keep his effort down. And he cannot actually keep it accurate because it's gone all the way out for a throw. Not Ethan Taylor's best effort.
No, just waiting to see who this is going to be. Yeah, there's another change here and it's going to be Ollie Balmer. They're emptying their bench, Winchester.
Yeah, bringing on their big guns with Ollie Balmer replacing Henry Brooks. And Balmer is certainly a player that I know that the Stags will be well aware of.
Just seeing Joe Hayward going over and helping Charlie Philpott with his shoelaces. What a kind gesture that.
In one of their previous games in this competition against Millbrook, an 11-0 win, Ollie Balmer grabbed 5.
Yeah, he's a dangerous player. Can understand why they've wanted to bring him on.
Yeah, maybe wanted to see if they could get away with without him needing to play, but doesn't look like it's going to be that way. It's the short, stocky figure of Mitford goes against Tommaso. Tommaso comes out the better and he's found space for Adams. 1-2 step overs. Takes the ball out wide. Wants to drift the cross in. But it is clipped behind by McCormick. And Jake Adams has done really well to win the Stags a corner there.
Yeah, brilliant work there by Jake Adams. We know how tricky he is when he's driving down the ring. Nice to see that players are still relaxed in that last stoppage. A player got a little tongue out from Harry Medway, captain tonight. Friendly. Put it that way.
Yeah, and Medway and Jefford have gone forward into the box. So has Tommaso, as you mentioned, not the tallest, but always gets his head in and around the bulk of the play. Goes deep, headed back in towards the centre of the box, and before Jefford could get a shot away, just about scrambled by the captain Barron out of Winchester's box. And now they're trying to hit on the counter, getting men forward, but they play it off the heels of one of their own players. That's going to slow things down quickly. Long ball over the top. Lewis Waterfield wisely gets the call to leave it. So does Kapugamu. And this goes all the way back to Lewis Noyce, who's going to play this back towards touchline and then eventually pick it up.
That's just proof of such a great footballing brain from Lewis Waterfield. You could see there was a gap at the back there with Medway still upfield. And so he just fills in at the back and he was in that position to have the ability to let the ball go over his head all the way through to Noyce.
And then good game management from Noyce, just waiting to pick that one up.
Yeah, taking his sweet time.
Trying to find an outlet ball to Feeney, but the touch is too strong. And Tommaso clips that one nicely back to Lewis Noyce. Noyce looks long and it's going to go over the head of Adams. And as you can maybe just hear in the background, goes out of play for a throw. McCormick takes the throw quickly, steals a few yards in the process, and Adams from behind have judged to have brought him down.
Yeah, a little clip of the heels there. Not a challenge that needed to be made, and it will be a free kick, an opportunity for Winchester to get the ball into the mixer. And straight away, Jamie Barron taking control of the situation.
Yeah, Barron, not the tallest player, but a very vocal, commanding presence, a big leader for this citizen side. About 15 minutes left, plus any stoppages. The Stags can hold on. They will have a final berth. And potentially, there'll be the Saturday and Sunday FC Totten sides in the Southampton Divisional FA Senior Cup finals.
That would be great, wouldn't it? That would be great for the club. And it is great to see the Sunday League side having
a brilliant season.
So much success, yeah.
Still undefeated in the league on the way to capturing that title.
And you will be able to come and watch that game at the Snows, the cup final for the Sunday team.
Yeah, Tuesday, May the 10th, as the corner for Winchester put into the box, goes all the way through, flicks ahead on its way, a Totten head.
Yeah, I think it was Adams with the header out there.
So the danger still not averted here for the designated home side for the evening. AFC Tottenham. Jefford tries to win the ball. A little crowd of bodies there. Waterfield, jinks and jives. Scuffs his click out slightly. So again, danger still not clear. Kasimu it is who gets a foot in the way. But again, Winchester emerge with it. This is a driving run from Max Smith. He's down in a heap. And a free kick is given Winchester's way in a very dangerous position just outside the box there on the right-hand side by the goal line.
Yeah, Kasimu coming back, doing his defensive work, but pulling the player to ground, and it is a free kick. This is an opportunity for Winchester to get the ball into the box here.
Since we scored, Winchester City have been more the aggressors, you think. It's given them a little bit of a jolt, as you would expect.
Yeah, it's kicked them into gear, given them a bit of impetus, the proverbial rocket.
I think it is Balmer standing over the free kick here. Two-man wall for the Stags. Looks like Waterfield and Adams. Balmer deflected off the wall behind for a corner.
Yeah, I think it's come off the back of Waterfield. He just grabs his lower back. Can understand that.
I was going to say, he has your full sympathies.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, not nice that.
Not seen any sign of a third change as yet from Jimmy Ball for the Stags.
All three subs still warming up though.
Yeah, Reed, Flukes and Regay as the ball's into the box. I think Noyce just about clawed that one away over a crowd of bodies. But Balmer now goes past. No, he doesn't. Taylor does really well to win the ball. And Adams tries to hit on the counter. He just gets it wrong. He rushed it. And it goes actually behind the stand out of play. I like the idea, getting it quickly, getting Gwengby, who's caused this defence to have fits, but he just couldn't keep it in play. And we're going to need to get a replacement ball once more.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a punch from Noyce. I think it was the head of Harry Medway, actually. He's been very dominating in the air at the back here. And yeah, disappointing there from Adams. I think he'll be frustrated with himself that he wasn't able to play a meaningful ball forward.
Throw is going to be taken just inside Winchester's half. Short to Mitford. Wants to lay this back for McCormick, headed on in the middle of the park. Will it not quite fall for Peel? Tommaso with a bicycle kick over his head. A couple of players in a little bit of a crowd in the middle of the park. Taylor wants to put a ball forward for Kasimu. Kasimu's got there. Tries to lay it off for Gwengui. Can he get the shot away? Oh. This time he can! And this time, finally, Gwengui pulls the trigger. And he is dead-eye as it's AFC Tottenham 2, Winchester City 0.
Yes, that's brilliant, brilliant football there from AFC Tottenham. From back to front, excellent football and a superb finish there by Shaq Gwengui. But the layoff from Kasimu, so composed, that's exactly what we want to see from AFC Tottenham. And it just shows how dangerous we can be going forward.
It started with a little bit of ping pong in the middle of the park. Taylor just put a ball forward into space. Gave the two speedy forwards a chance to chase it. Kasimu got there first. He could have crafted his own opportunity, but he was very unselfish. Just laid it into the path of Gwengui. And with Philpott making himself as big as possible, trying to narrow the angle. Really cultured finish. Just clips it over towards the far corner. Curls it beyond the despairing Charlie Philpott. And Tottenham have doubled their advantage.
Yeah, Shaq Gwengui with his 9th goal in this competition this season. And he's got the ball again already, straight from the kickoff.
Yeah, Gwengui wants to lay this in, stride for Bourne down the right-hand side. It's a little bit too strong. And you'd imagine now that the Stags are probably content to sit in a little bit more now, make Winchester come at them and see if they can pick them off on the counter once more, as they just did there. But that long ball, Medway gets his head to it. That's certainly not where he was intending. Feeney's going to beat Jefford to the ball. Jefford's trying to force him towards the corner. Feeney cuts back inside. He's done really well to get a shot away and his effort at the near post beaten behind by Lewis Noyce. He was always equal to it, but really well for Feeney to craft a shooting opportunity out of nothing there.
And it's always the way, isn't it? Noyce hasn't had a great deal of work to do tonight, but when he's called upon and it's nestling in the corner, he's there to grab it.
Speaking of the corner, it is taken and I think it's a big header out from the captain once more, Medway, trying to play it short. Ethan Taylor's got there in his clearance. Doesn't quite fall for Gwengui. Winchester have to punt this one clear. Safety first, out of play for a throw on the far side.
You've got to say they are buoyed up now, aren't they, the AFC Tottenham lads? They really are. You can see they puff their chest and they're really, really going for it. Got to say, just Jack Grengue, 16 goals this season and 9 in this competition.
He certainly likes it. He's looking to capture the golden boot. Grengue heads that one forward, looking for Kasimu, the clearance. Comes off the heels of Kasimu and no nonsense. Oh, I thought it was no nonsense. Trying to head that one back to the keeper, Philpott. He's got enough time to catch this tip. Let it roll comfortably. He's come out of his area now. Want to gain as many yards as he can before punting it clear.
I've got to say, Harry Medway has been excellent tonight.
Yeah, he's one of the players in with a shout for man of the match, perhaps. This clearance comes off the... comes off the shoulder of Jake Adams, out of play for a throw. Chris Marshall on Podbean saying, what a beaut. So well worked. 100% agree. And Craig Hobbs says, yes, Shaq. Sentiments we all echo. Woolston punts the ball forward. Mitford tries to get the ball into the box, but the defence is there to put it behind for a corner. Benjamin Rees and Doug Webber here with you with probably... about 8.5 minutes left here, plus stoppages in this game. AFC Tottenham 2-0 up, thanks to a Hisham Kasimu penalty, won by Shaq Gwengwe, and then Gwengwe second as the corner goes straight into Lewis Noyce's side netting, and that is a big relief for the Tottenham contingent in the stands.
Yeah, was able to watch it straight into his side netting. Not going to be causing any danger there. I'm not sure who took the corner, but it wasn't the best that I've seen. I think it was the best I've seen tonight.
I think it was Baumer, and it was... comfortably the worst we've seen tonight because it didn't even give anyone an opportunity.
No, I'm just preparing Jakub Cichalski to see if he can get on the pitch to do a post-match interview.
Because you don't think you can jump the barrier?
Not a chance.
Fair enough, neither can I.
Absolutely no chance.
Taylor wins that one. He must have got the last touch. I thought he did, and the referee has given the throw Winchester's way. And immediately they've gone right. They've stolen, what, 10 yards with that?
Yeah, it's audacious, that.
Nice header in there for Mitford, trying to interplay it on the edge of the area. Feeney's shot, close to Lewis Noyce, but he had to get down so quickly to make that save. He's kept the Stags 2-0 in front. Feeney probably should have done a little bit better, and he's found another opportunity here. Tommaso comes across, and he puts enough pressure on as Feeney skies his shot over the bar.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a save that is by Lewis Noyce. I think you undersold it slightly. I think that's a tough save.
Sometimes it is really tough when it's kind of close and low down.
And it was curling off the side of the boot, so it was rolling away from him.
Because you've got that thing of, do you try and stretch out that leg or do you go down and get your full body behind it? And if you do, it's getting it down really quickly, and you have to credit Lewis Noyce's reflexes and reactions for that save as Noyce clears long downfield from the goal kick. Big agricultural head through it from Woolston, who gave away the penalty that Kasimu scored for Tottenham's opener, as Taylor once more looking over the top for Gwengwe. Philpott comes out, and Gwengwe's got there a little bit late, and he is a judge to have a fouled Philpott. I think that time it's a fair cop.
Yeah, I think he was at full tilt and couldn't stop himself. But the board enjoying the endeavour of Gwengwe to get involved there.
Gwengwe's worked so hard tonight. He could well have had more. But in the second half, he's made his interventions count, winning the penalty and scoring the second. Taylor tries to keep that one in play.
Does very well.
He's done really well to do so. Put downfield for Shaq. And the header back to Kasimu just couldn't quite, going at full pelt, control it. And it ricochets off his arm. Handball.
Yeah, just in a slightly unnatural position was his arm. Can understand that decision.
Long ball from Winchester. Jefford puts his head through it, but there's no one in the middle of the park. They're ceding that central space to Winchester so they can get more bodies back behind the ball at the moment, the Stags. Trying to turn this one round the corner for Feeney. Squaring up against Jefford, and Jefford gets his foot over there. Gives away the throw.
I thought that was a Tottenham ball, but clearly not.
Throwing central. Mitford trying to see if they can make something of it. Peel does well to bring this one down. Feeney from a wide position. Jeffer comes across, and again it's another throw.
But still, Tottenham are not going to want to encourage too much pressure from Winchester, because they have seen the opportunities have been there, but that is a poor ball round the corner. and Totten get a goal kick, and that has relieved any of the pressure that I was just talking about.
You may be able to hear just about me fumbling with my water bottle there. I've now passed it over to Ben Rocky Adams. 3.5 minutes plus stoppages here in the second half, and the Stags now can maybe taste that final place against Fallen Sports. Trying to emulate the successes of the Sunday side in making the Southampton Divisional FA Senior Cup final. Obviously, the Stags making the Sunday edition, or the Sunday Stags making the Sunday edition, and AFC Tottenham's first team aiming to do the same here. Taylor loses the ball, but as Baumer tries to put it downfield, just about kept in by Winchester, and it's not dead yet. Taylor clears downfield. All Winch at the moment, as you'd expect. Noyce quick off his line to stop Feeney getting the ball.
Yeah, Noyce comes out so quickly and was never going to concede that to Craig Feeney, his old teammate.
Noyce clears long. Kasimu wins the header strongly. Doesn't go through all the way through to Gwengwe. You can hear the power on that clearance from Waterfield. Gwengwe tries to flick it over the head of Walston, and Adams was closing, but the clearance only goes to Waterfield. Tries to... Well, he does find Kasimu, who tries to slip through Gwengwe with the header, and the palms up between the two of them. The acknowledgement it was the right idea, even if it didn't quite come off. Winchester now building down the left-hand side. Tommaso wins a physical battle in the base of midfield. That's his trademark. That's his calling card. As another long ball forward to Gwengwe, wins the aerial battle, gets the ball through the defender's legs. Gwengwe just couldn't quite find a way to slip the ball through to Adams.
Oh, it was an opportunity. Yeah, Adams was really up there in support, not far away from him at all, but he just couldn't get that ball away. And it looks like Freddie Reed's going to join the fold.
Freddie Reed
in the day
is going to come on just to help see this one out. And it is Shaq Gwengwe who will make way. And Gwengwe has been maybe not at his best in front of goal, but he's created so many more opportunities than anyone else, really.
Yeah, I would say so. He's been very good tonight. Just not got the opportunities to... They've not fallen for him.
Yeah, it could have been more on another night. But as you say, he won the penalty and he put away that second goal brilliantly.
Yeah, excellent finish that.
So I can see a section of fans, I imagine Winchester fans, making their way swiftly for the exit here. As we drift, 1 minute left, plus any stoppages. Both sides made all three subs. So if Winchester are going to take this game to penalties, they need to score quickly.
Yeah, they've got to do something now.
But instead, it's Totten on the front as Ethan Taylor hooks the ball forward for Adams down into the corner. Adams now driving into the box. A couple of step overs. Goes towards the byline. Can he cut the ball back? He can! But Winchester bodies are there to clear it away. Freddie Reed tries to win the ball in midfield. Rolls to Tommaso. Tommaso's ball forwards. Goes out of play, appeals for a free kick, but it is going to be a Winchester throw. Again, not a terrible result because the ball's drifted quite a way away, and that will help tick the clock down. Walston takes the quick throw to McCormick. This Tottenham front line, they're keen to try and force Winchester back and not let them get the ball into an attacking area.
Yeah, they're hungry, aren't they? You can tell that they've had their first two plates of food at the buffet, but they still want some nibbles.
Don't, you're making me hungry, although I did have a lovely sausage bap earlier.
Look good.
There's a nice little run here from McCormick, driving into Tottenham territory, wants to lay in Craig Feeney. Jefford gets in the way. Waterfield pinches it to Taylor. Taylor, can he find an outlet? Shows a clean set of heels to McCormick, and Taylor's just jogging here. Really wants to take his time. Adams tries to clip it downfield, but he undersells it. Couple of players challenge for an aerial. Waterfield, can he lease Taylor? If Taylor can keep this in play, he can't. Try to get back over his head. In the end, he's just cleared it well away into the car park.
That's over near my car, I think. I'll be having words if there's a smashed windscreen.
It wasn't hit that strongly.
No, probably not.
It's one of those where if you keep it in brilliantly, and if you don't, you're certainly not complaining because it will take a little bit of time down.
Just waiting to see whether there is a board for additional time.
We didn't see one in the first half.
No, nor did I.
McCormick's got plenty of space here to play the ball into the centre of the park. Waterfield wins a header, and it just goes all the way back to McCormick. Like nothing ever happened. This time, Taylor's trying to put a little bit of a pressure on. Walston clears. Again, it's another header from the Tottenham midfield. This time it's Tommaso. But it goes all the way through to Philpott.
Yeah, no pressure on Philpott at the moment. All the players going backwards, making sure that they're in their defensive positions.
I don't think we're going to get an indication of how much added time there's going to be. We've played a minute 20 as it is. Taylor brings that one down brilliantly. A little bit of pressure comes, lays it off to Tommaso. Oh, good corner a little bit there, but might just about get away with it. Waterfield wins the ball, but gives away a free kick in the process on Bauma.
Yeah, it was a foul. No two words about it. And I think Waterfield knew it.
Try to play it quickly with the normal captain, Barron. Kapugamu leaves it for Noyce. Noyce doesn't get there first and a penalty's given. Well, there is still time left in this game.
The board is
shouting, but there was a move that the ball was moving when he took the free kick.
I think it had just stopped. But I Kapugamu was trying to let it go through to Noyce. But Noyce is down in a bit of he's in a bit of a pile at the moment. But I don't think that was a penalty. It should have been cleared into row Z by Kapugamu, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's trying to let Lewis Noyce come towards the ball so he can just sit on it and take time out of the game. But last time Lewis Noyce came up against the opposition from the spot against Biddeford, Craig Duff had the chance to complete his hat-trick and bring Biddeford back from 3-0 down to 3-all. Lewis Noyce made the save and he's getting treatment here as well.
Just seeing Kapugamu having to run over to the touchline, I don't think Noyce is going to be fit to continue here. And potentially the first... just seeing what's going on here.
That would be a blow.
Yeah, not sure who would be the first choice of a goalkeeper here. I would imagine it would be Ben Jefford or maybe Pascal, but we're just waiting to see here. There's
you'd probably just put your biggest man in goal.
Yeah, which would be Kapugamu, wouldn't it? But we will see. Just seeing that Harrison Reed is saying that the gloves are off.
And not because they're having a scrap.
No. And Noyce is having to be helped up here, and it looks like it's his shoulder.
And this is the last thing Tottenham needed, not just for this game, but for the all-important end-of-season run-in.
Yeah, a couple of injuries that we've had already recently, and also the suspensions. This is not good news, seeing Noyce being helped off the pitch here.
Not at all. And from a situation that didn't have to happen.
Yeah, I can only imagine that Amadeus Skriniars will be getting a phone call tonight, but you can see Jimmy Ball is very frustrated on the far side, and it looks like it's going to be Ethan Taylor. It looks like it's going to be Ethan Taylor.
He's turned his shirt inside out, which I think is the signal that he is going to be the substitute keeper.
Wow. He was the first person to volunteer by the looks.
I think that's almost what you want in this situation. You just want someone who's willing to put their name on it. And
yeah, I've just seen that Harry Brookwell has had to go back to the changing room to get the spare goalkeeper's kit, which...
He's not running at top speed, Harry.
No, and it looks like they're just putting a pink bib on him, is that?
Yeah. I think he's going to get the signal that Harry Brookwell's making his way over, so this stoppage time is just gonna tick on here.
So now we're seeing Ethan Taylor taking his shirt off, and it is going to be the goalkeeper kit that he wears. But,
put it away.
Either way, I'm hoping this is not anything too severe for Lewis Noyce.
Yeah, you hope it's just precautionary,
but it's not looking good. Look, on a positive note, Amadeus Skriniars, when he did come in when Noyce got injured earlier in the season, he was an admirable replacement.
There was a real question for a time as to who would take the number one jersey when Lewis Noyce returned to fitness.
Exactly. So we can only presume that he will be called back from his loan at Leamington.
But if Winchester score here, you know, they're going to absolutely put everything, just try and get shots on goal to beat Ethan Taylor. It's going to be Ollie Bauma, the substitute, to see if he can convert from the spot. Taylor's trying a little bit of psychology, and you may as well. Bauma. Baumer from the spot. Brilliant penalty to his credit. Taylor did go the right way, maybe not full-heartedly, but it was high into the roof of the net. Not much Taylor or even Lewis Noyes probably could have done about that one. And this game is not dead yet. We're now 6.5 minutes into injury time.
Yeah, that is.
But the ball's hasn't been in play for the last five of those.
No, to his credit, that was an excellent penalty. Excellent penalty. So Tottenham are going to want to get this as far away from their goal as possible. And that's what Kapugamu does.
Yeah, puts it out of play on the far side. Winchester will, again, if they can, they might feel like if they can get any good shot away, they can put it in the back of the net. And if it does go to penalties, obviously there'll be no first choice goalkeeper for AFC Tottenham. Ball's cleared downfield.
Yeah, you would think they need to win this in normal time, do AFC Tottenham. They've got to stay awake here.
And this might ricochet. And Ethan Taylor, actually, the calmest man on the pitch, dives on the ball. Maybe a little bit of a late kick there. Nothing doing, says the ref.
I'm not sure whether Ethan Taylor has got goalkeeping experience. He doesn't look like the frame that would, but he's being told to get going.
Puts a big left boot through it. Tries to go all the way down the pitch. Really good kick out because it has to be headed back to the goalkeeper, Philpott, by McCormick. Now McCormick will try and drive forward across the halfway line. They want to get a ball into the box. Another strong header out from the captain, Medway.
Oh, the referee put his whistle to his lips. I was ready then.
Yeah, maybe thought about doing it. Maybe time for one last attack here for Winchester City. What can the citizens do? Bourne's trying his best to prevent the ball from going in. And actually, they're doing well to hold this up. Kapugamu tries to put the pressure on into the box. Still alive. And actually went all the way through to Mitford. Couldn't find the target. And in the end, it was a lot closer than perhaps it needed to be. But the Stags hold on for a place in the final against Fallon Sports. Your final score here at the McCoy Stadium is AFC Tottenham 2, Winchester City 1. Blimey, Doug, that was a lot closer than we thought it was going to be for an awful long time.
Gosh, it was comfortable. And then there was that battle between Noyce and the defender. It was just a collision. And wow, I can only we've made a cup final. We've made a cup final and that feels great. And a night at St. Mary's will be great. But we can only hope that Lewis Noyce is okay and we send our best wishes to him from everyone at Stags Radio.
Yeah, it might be the Pyrrhic victory for the Stags. We're going to see if we can send Jakub Czachowski to grab some post-match interviews.
Yeah, just waiting to see whether Jimmy is going to be going straight down the tunnel. But we will see if we can get a word with somebody. Jakub is heading on.
Jakub, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, we can hear you. Get on, get in there, Jakub.
Yeah. So look, if we ignore the
Lewis, how lively he jumped over that.
I know. If we ignore the Lewis Noyce situation, we've got to say, it's a cup final
for 92 minutes.
Yeah, we were comfortable.
Absolute perfection. And then just maybe the miscommunication between Kapugamu and Noyce haven't played together that much in recent games. And so maybe, and you think Noyce was maybe slightly harshly adjudged to have given away the penalty?
Yeah, Baumer, I think so.
Baumer was dead-eye from the spot, into the roof of the net, beating Ethan Taylor, who took the gloves. But Tottenham held off Winchester forays forward in the remaining injury time. And in the end, there was nothing that Winch could do. And Tottenham have got the win here. And Jakub Czachowski is going to see if he can grab Shaq Gwengwe.
I think the mic won't stretch that far, so we might have to get them to move a bit closer to us.
Move a bit closer here.
Cheers. Yeah, we are beckoning them forward.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Jakub.
Shaq, amazing goal there. Got the winner there for Tottenham to go into the final. What are your feelings going into the final?
To be fair, we're buzzing and we're excited. Like, we've worked hard this season. Obviously, we're disappointed that we didn't just keep momentum to win the league, but we're still in a great shout in the playoffs, and I back this team to go all the way. And obviously, we're into a cup final now. All the lads are excited. I've come in against Winchester, which are a tough opponent, you know. They play good football, and yeah, we're happy to be to the final.
And again, well done today as well. You played really well.
Yeah,
big improvement from your last few games as well. But you actually were stellar out there. Well done.
Thank you. It's just like, for all the young strikers out there, it's just keep, obviously I missed a couple in the first half, but obviously you have to have the right mentality. Miss 10, miss 100, but you will get one if you have the right mentality that I'm always going to score. And you being there, today he set me up and I put my chance away. So I'm delighted with that.
Did you hear Steve shouting at you to get in?
Oh yeah, he's always screaming, isn't he? All the time.
Well, I think that's correct. Shaq's right there in that sometimes if you want to be a really good player, you have to have that short memory. Don't, ignore the fact that you maybe not converted the chances that you would have liked. Because if you keep working, the next chance will come. And you've got to be 100% that you can put that one away.
Yeah, look, it doesn't look good. We can still see that all the other players are heading down the tunnel. And Lewis Nois is still perched there on the floor by the dugout. And your thoughts go out to him. If this is something severe, we're hoping it's not, but it doesn't look good. But Shaq, I thought Shaq's finish was absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, he did.
He could really... He had an opportunity there to get it wrong, and actually he did get it right. He put it right into the bottom corner, out of reach of Philpott.
And it was important that he did so, because in the end, if he hadn't put that away, could be going to penalty shootout without a first choice keeper.
Exactly that.
And I think Jakob's going to see if he can grab Jimmy Ball, but it might be the case where we have to do that post-match and play it up at a later date. So thank you very much for listening to us here on Stags Radio in what has been it turned out to be a real hell of a contest.
Yeah, exactly that. And thank you, Benj. Enjoyed that. A cup final to come. So it looks like we're going to commentate at St Mary's.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be lovely.
That would be lovely. Next game for the Stags is this weekend. We are at Highworth Town. You can buy tickets on AFC Totten's website. We've got a coach party going there. And if you can make it, or if you can't, of course, Stags Radio will be there with live coverage. And we've got Highworth then at home Easter Monday for Scholing. And then last weekend of the season, we are away at Slimbridge, and there is a coach party for that one as well. Thank you very much for listening to Stags Radio, your home of AFC Totten's live match day commentary.
We're just waiting. I think Jakob has just got the signal from Jimmy Ball that he does actually want to do a quick interview. So maybe just stick around for 30 seconds more.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. And I'll tell you what, this is a big boost because keeping a good run going, winning, going into your final three games of the season. Also, even though it wasn't a first choice side for Winchester, the fact that they lost, it does. Put the brakes on a little bit, I think.
Yeah, and four games unbeaten now. So, but I think Jakub Czekalski is ready. If we just fade his mic up, we might be able to get a chat with Jimmy Ball.
I think he wants
Adele. The music down.
Yeah, well, I mean, Adele's not exactly jubilant celebration music. So,
can you hear me, Jimmy? Yeah.
Not karaoke, is it?
No. Jimmy, great win there for the team. Would it be a big morale boost going into the next three games as well and trying to get into the playoffs?
Yeah, of course it will. We said, after going and drawing at Poulton's, we've got to win every game. And so far they have done. And I can't fault them at all. I can't fault them at all. We were by far the best team in the first half. I thought the second half was pretty even, to be fair. They were better in the second half, caused us some problems. And football's crazy like that. In the half, we probably played the poorest. Not that we were poor in any way, but the first half was excellent. And in the second half, we scored two goals. Football's crazy like that sometimes. But no, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm delighted for the players. You know, a day out at St Mary's, but they're no good them days out unless you win them. You know, so we got to make sure we're focused and in the right frame of mind to go and win that game now at St Mary's. Put it to bed for a little bit and concentrate on our three remaining league games to fight with everything we got to get in the playoffs.
And how impressed were you with Kashimu, Gwengui and Nois in goal today as well?
I was impressed with all of them, to be fair. You know, it's hard for me to single anyone out. I thought they were excellent. You know, Harry Medway, Jefford, unfortunately we lose them now. We're getting there. I'm starting to see some of the things we're doing and the patterns and the movement and the cohesion starting to come through, which I'm pleased with as well as a coach.
Great. Thank you very much.
Cheers, pal.
Well done.
So thank you very much to Jimmy Ball for giving us that post-match interview. And thanks to Jakub Sikorski for hunting it down as well. It's been, in the end, a little bit of a topsy-turvy evening with that late penalty and injury to Lewis Noyce. But Tottenham have emerged as the victors here this evening.
Yeah, just hearing an ambulance has been called for Lewis Noyce, which it's all awful
it's
to see.
It's galling, isn't it? It makes it a slightly Pyrrhic victory. We hope, you know, that it feels bad, but actually it's nothing too major.
Yeah.
And we know that we've got a really confident, good quality backup keeper in Amadeus Skriniar to come in to fill his stead if need be.
Or there's always the third choice, which is the Josh Jeffries story here. Look, 16-year-old just signing for Saints.
Can you imagine?
Could this be his opportunity?
We shall see. Thank you very much for listening to Stags Radio. We shall see you this Saturday at Highworth Town. We're live at 2:30, pre-match build-up from 2:45 with a 3 o'clock kickoff. So for Jakub Sikorski, for Doug Weber, and myself, Benjamin Rees, it's been a fantastic evening. And your final score here is AFC Tottenham 2, Winchester City 1. And the Stags will meet Follen Sports in the Southampton Divisional FA Senior Cup Final.